Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The 23rd Psalm, like the Lord's Prayer, is one of those passages of Holy Scripture that travels with us through our lives as Christians. We pray Psalm 23 at important threshold moments, in hospitals or at home when we are sick or visiting someone who is sick. We pray Psalm 23 at funerals, at gravesides, and it's often the passage of Scripture chosen to be read in movies or TV shows when there's a church worship scene. Psalm 23 is so popular that we risk praying its familiar words automatically in ways that might feel dusty or rote or even meaningless. So how do we recapture the power of renewal in this familiar psalm, this ancient Jewish prayer, song, poem that invites us more deeply into relationship with God? Jesus knew and prayed the 23rd Psalm. As a faithful Jew, the Psalms were Jesus's prayer book. Jesus knew the power of Psalm 23 and its image of a shepherding God, and he used that shepherding imagery in his own ministry. In today's gospel passage, which comes just before Jesus names himself as the Good Shepherd, Jesus names himself as the gate of the sheepfold. How beautiful to think of Jesus as the gate, the open door, the threshold open space, inviting us always, both into and out of the sheepfold. Jesus as gate. Jesus as the open invitation and intersection and center of his incoming and outflowing flock, his community of saving love, of which we are all members. What is Jesus, our gate, inviting us into or out into? What is God's community of saving love like? Psalm 23 gives us one possible and very rich description of what God's saving love is like. How might these powerful words and images of Psalm 23 become real and present to us, become written on our hearts? One way is to journal about and with the psalm, or to meditate with it, line by line. Psalm 23 is particularly good for this because the psalms are prayer songs. They are God prayer poems. The psalms are sacred art. And like all good art, Psalm 23 and all the Psalms invite us into conversation with them. So to hear Psalm 23 in a new way, meditate or journal with it. Take it slow. Savor the psalm line by line, word by word, because there is so much God offers to us through this psalm. Just the first line is a radical reorientation. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean? To say that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is the one who shepherds me. The Lord is the one who shepherds us. Not the other forces, the false shepherds that are always trying to herd us around, right? Our jobs, our grades, our bank accounts, our email inboxes, our social media feeds, our calendars, our economy and culture that pushes us to compete and do and be and produce and consume more. Nope. Those are false shepherds. Or as Jesus puts it, these are our contemporary thieves and bandits, that climb into the sheepfold and try to steal us away. The message of these thieves and bandits, that our worth or belovedness is based on what we are able to do or own, is false. As Jesus tells us, these thieves, these false shepherds, come only to steal and kill and destroy. The Lord is our shepherd. And what does God, our shepherd, invite us into in Psalm 23? What does Jesus, the gate, hold open for us? God, our shepherd, invites us to lie down and rest in the green, soft grass. God leads, restores, and refreshes us by still waters, accompanies and guides us through troubled waters, through the valleys of death in our lives, including our own deaths. God feeds us at the holy table. And even and especially when we are faced with adversity and suffering, God anoints our heads with soothing and healing oil and overflows our cups. God, our shepherd, surrounds us not with demands or requirements, but with mercy and goodness. We have a place in God's house forever. The gate is always open. Or as Jesus tells us, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. If you feel called to meditate or journal with Psalm 23 and reflect on what its words and images mean for you in your life, we might consider questions like, who are my false shepherds? Am I living like God is my shepherd? And if not, how might I reorient? What are the pastures and still waters that God is calling me to? Another way to keep Psalm 23 close to us is very simple, and that's to memorize it. And you may already have it memorized, or a good portion of it, if you, it might be surprising to you to know that you may already have a good portion of it memorized. And this might sound old-fashioned, but you never know when you might need this psalm. You never know when you may need to call it forth for yourself, or for and with someone else. And in that moment, you don't want to have to pull out your cell phone to Google it. Those moments are when you will want the words, those healing words, written on your heart. So if we want to memorize Psalm 23 or any beloved passage of Scripture, one tip is to find a translation that you love. Find a translation that most speaks to you in your language of prayer. And if your primary language is English, you might love the King James Version or the NRSV translation or the version in the Book of Common Prayer. Or you might seek out and be drawn to a more contemporary translation that helps you hear the words differently. One version of Psalm 23 is set to music for choir and translated by Bobby McFerrin. And this is a truly beautiful musical setting of the psalm. I will share a link to a video performance of it in our e-news this week, but you can also Google Bobby McFerrin 23rd Psalm and find it very easily that way. It is truly beautiful to hear it sung. And memorizing something with music is often easier. But I'll end today by speaking Bobby McFerrin's translation of the 23rd Psalm, inviting us to consider this beloved healing text with a fresh perspective. Let us pray. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. She makes me lie down in green meadows. Beside the still waters, she will lead. She restores my soul. She rights my wrongs. She leads me in a path of good things and fills my heart with song. Even though I walk through a dark and dreary land, there is nothing that can shake me. She has said she won't forsake me. I'm in her hand. She sets a table before me in the presence of my foes. She anoints my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely, surely goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in her house forever, forever and ever. Glory be to our mother and daughter and to the Holy of Holies, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.